got the thumbs up from Brandon in there. This is Stru Marin here, the 4 Outdoorsman. Welcome, everybody. It's Sunday night. Bob Total Country, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Stru Marin, Boomer, Lukey, Mr. Lukey, Lukey's old man, Jenny Anderson, right? Mm-hmm. And Nick Anderson. We got a full house. Boom, we got a big show tonight.
Well, I tell you what, happy Sunday evening to the frozen 10,000 Lake Tundra. I mean, we're covered, Stru, in 4 feet of snow. It's difficult to get out there ice fishing, but let me tell you what.
What?
March is here, and open water is coming. So I am getting excited, Stru, man. And we have got an action-packed show tonight for the 4 Outdoors and on Bob Country. Full studio. Papa Lukey is in-house. Mark, I mean, that's just an honor in itself, isn't
it? Yeah, Dad came from Madison to join me this weekend. He's fresh back from Aruba and Russia recently, so got to see the old man.
Boy, I can't beat that. I might say I was out in Devil's Lake or Leech Lake or Mille Lacs, but I can't say Aruba or Russia. And to our right...
Hang on a second. I gotta sing it. Aruba. Mama, okay, now you go.
Well, I tell you what, Stru, man, you are pretty tan from getting back from Mexico. But to your right, we have a beautiful couple with us tonight. Oh. We have Minnesota blogger Jenny Anderson, known as Girl of the 10,000 Lakes. I asked the stupid question how she got that name, Stru, but we'll get into that in the third segment. And
I think I got an idea.
Wonderful husband, Nick, over there. Nick, say hi to everyone on the 4 Outdoorsmen. All right.
Now listen to this. You called Nick the wonderful husband. You never met the son of a gun.
I do know he's
all
a wonderful
of a sudden
husband.
He's a wonderful husband.
Because when you tune in at 6:40, when we get more into their story about traveling Minnesota, Stru Marin and their outdoor adventures, they have this ice house that my beautiful wife, Nicole's like, oh, that's just amazing. And I know Nick and Jenny put a lot of time and effort into it. So that's how he got the name Wonderful. Not to be confused with Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, Stru Marin.
Now, well, I like Shark Tank. But, by the way, thanks for being with us on the 4 Outdoorsman tonight. Even though your whole spiel is going to be the second half of the show, you are part of the 4 Outdoorsman tonight. Anything we're talking about, you join in, and we're going to ask you some questions as well. So thanks for being here.
And I tell you what, Stru Marin,
yep,
we've got another big guest. So you're going to want to stay tuned as I spill my coffee on my notes. Awesome, Boomer. At 6:20, we're going to have Melissa Bachman on from the Sportsman's Channel. Stru always comes to the fold, guys, with these big guests. She's got a show on Sportsman's Channel, the Winchester. What is it called? Winchester.
I got it right here. Winchester Deadly Passion.
And she is a Minnesota girl. I think she went to St. Cloud State. She's been a friend of the show. She's been on before.
Yep.
And she's also going to be one of the featured people speaking that you can get an autograph from at the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic, Stru, which is coming up this weekend, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. On the 9th, we are going to be there from 9 to noon or 9 to 1. We're going to be doing some live broadcasts, so come and say hi to us. And then at 6:40, we're going to get to the Minnesota blogger, Girl of the 10,000 Lakes. Yay. What do you think, Producer Mark?
It's an action-packed show.
Big show.
Tell ya.
Any shout-outs?
We do have a couple shout-outs. I'll probably read the full list later, but go to the 4 Outdoorsman Facebook page. If you have a question for anyone on tonight, put it in the comment section, and we'll read it on air. So go to the Facebook page, the 4 Outdoorsman, and comment in our shout-out post.
Well, Stru, there's an interesting news stories that are coming up, and I pulled out the trusty outdoor news because last week, if you didn't hear the podcast or listen to us live, the president of Outdoor News was on, our friend, Rob Dreeslin. And in
stop.
This,
hang on a second. Okay. I was in
this
Mexico.
True.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Can I say this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in Mexico for 7 days and I was blogging, but trying to listen to the show online. And Rob, he's talking about a guy named Rob Dreeslin. He's been in the studio a number of times, president of Outdoor News. Doesn't know the goddamn name of this guy. It's Rob Dreeslin. Sorry. It's Rob Dreeslin.
Like Keith Sampine?
Rob Dreeslin,
is he related to Keith Sampine?
Yeah, never mind. His name is Rob Dreeslin, all right?
All right, I'm going to call him Rob.
All right, go ahead.
Keep going. Interesting stuff in the outdoor news this week, guys. One is Governor Waltz and the new Minnesota DNR girl, Sarah, I can't remember her last name,
Stroman.
And the budget for the next 2 years for the Minnesota DNR is going to be $1.2 billion. Now, I know that's pocket change to you, Stru, but when you break down that $1.2 billion, about 23% of it goes to hunting and fishing. But what's interesting enough is Walsh came out and said that one of the priorities in this year's budget is going to be controlling CWD in the state of Minnesota. So I got to give him a big applause. So typically that 23% would be applied to that, but he's going to get more money for it, and they're
Is it from the 20 cents on gas, too?
Yeah, probably. Probably. But he's proposing $4.57 million in CWD. So kudos for him. Now, I know we talk about Mille Lacs a lot, so I'm going to be short and sweet with it. But they are suggesting that this year during the open water season, I know kicks off here in Minnesota in May, we'll be at the Governor's Fishing Opener in Albert Lea, that you can keep a walleye between 21 and 23 inches. Now, that is that 2013 year class that we always talk about. And then that's not official, but then the rumor mills are going to be sometime during June, July, and August. It's either going to be catch and release or you can't catch a fish at all.
I think that's a wonderful You've done your homework.
Well, I had to, Stu. You're always stepping up the game on me.
Well, I tell
you what.
Since we're talking with Jenny Anderson right here, Jenny, am I correct?
Yes.
The girl of 10,000 lakes. What is your opinion of the new regulations for Mille Lacs?
Proposed regulations.
Proposed regulations.
Yes. I think people are really excited that they're going to open the slot up. Well, hopefully it means more fishing. But I think the regulations are important. Having that, you know. Just a, you know, 1 to 2 months. Is it June, July that they're thinking, or July, August? That's one way to control it and still give people what they want.
Yep. And they think that, you know, Jenny, they think that they're going to open it in May. It'll probably run into June sometime where you can keep a walleye, and then it'll go into some type of catch and release season, or they might even close it for a little bit. And then the fall, as the water temperature cools down, Stru, and then we don't have to worry about, you know, hook set mortality. They're going to open it back up.
I'll tell you what, without all the controversy on Lake Mille Lacs over the last 5 years, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, you know
and
what
it
else?
It changes all the time. It gives us something to talk about.
I had breakfast with Papa Vaughn, Papa Lukey, this morning. And Papa Vaughn told me, and I haven't verified it, so hopefully we don't have a fact check that says this is wrong. So, Dad, if you're listening, I love you. I'm going to put it out on the airwaves tonight.
Blame it on the old man.
There's potentially no slot limit on walleyes for Leech Lake this year.
Haven't heard about that.
Yeah, so that's kind of new and breaking news.
It's exciting news.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I tell you what, we talk about Mille Lacs way too much because there's so many great fisheries in the state of Minnesota, and you know 10,000 of them. Yep. Jenny's been around a long time, and we're going to talk with her all about that later on in the show, but it kind of gives you an idea of how strong Mille Lacs is to survive all this crap for the last 5, 10 years, whatever it is, and they still keep bouncing back. They still keep bringing people from out of state. And people are up there all the time. So good for Mille Lacs, and hopefully this even strengthens the report. Nick?
So, yeah, if I might just pose a question. So
yes.
How many fish do you think are actually
Nick,
left?
Nick, get closer to the mic if you could.
How many fish
or bring
do you
it
think,
closer to you.
Sure.
There you go.
Are actually left in that slot limit, you know, 21 to 23.
Nine.
Does it actually matter? I mean, Nick could say, oh, you can keep 5 fish in that slot limit. You know, it doesn't matter. There's hardly any left.
Well, what's interesting about it, Nick, if you look over the last like 15 years since they've been doing netting to try to from the DNR netting, 2013 year class has been just a huge success story. So the last few open water and hard water seasons, a lot of those monster fat walleyes that you see being caught are that 2013 year class. Now, we joked when we were up at Izades, last weekend when we could keep one on the hard water season, that the slot was like 19 and 5/8, between 19 and 3/4 right, inches, yeah. Right?
It's crazy.
And it's crazy. But to me, it's not so much about keeping that 21 to 23 inch walleye. It's about having that opportunity to keep one and keeping boats and anglers, men and women, going up to Mille Lacs to kind of keep that economy strong. Because I have nothing against smallmouth bass fishing. I love to do it on Mille Lacs. But 8 out of the 10 boats that are going up there, Strewman, are going for walleyes. So this gives an opportunity for those small bait shops and resorts to stay in business.
Okay. I wonder what the research is about totally eliminating a year class, right? Because, like, in 2 years, are there going to be any 26-inchers in the lake? Probably not.
No, either. No. But
you know what I mean? Why not have a balance of weight? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is after 2013,
let me ask you a
the
question.
Next year class, no, Drew, 2017.
I'm just the average polelong, left-handed polelong from the east side of St. Paul. So let me ask you this. The fish that they're proposing that we can keep are 21 to 23 inches, right? Is that the 2013 year?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to know that. So that's a good question from Jenny and Mark.
Yep.
All right, if we can catch... keep 21 to 23 inchers, yep. Then that entire weight class, year class
might
be gone.
Oh, no, there's some bigger ones than that. All so right, when you saw right. us fishing, you know, this open water season, some 26 inchers, some 29, 28 inchers, I have to believe, even though I don't know the math, that some of those are a little prior to 2013, and some of those could be bleeding into that 2013 year class. But the promising news, too, is, guys, that the next year class that has the highest numbers of netting, and I know you can't keep any, is 2017. So at least that cycle such a wide gap that it's been for Mille Lacs in the past.
Hey, you spoke about the bass fishing on Mille Lacs, and of course, the smallmouth bass fishing has gone bananas, and I can't wait to go up there in the spring to try to catch a couple of myself. But I got a call today from Mark Schutz, and Mark Schutz thanked us because we spoke with Mark Schutz. He's a guide from Mille Lacs, and he fishes Minnetonka quite a bit, and some listeners were listening to the show Super Bowl Sunday, and Mark was partying with his family for Super Bowl Sunday, yeah, and Boom and I were working, partying with his family,
with three kids under six.
And a couple of guys called him, and he's taking them out fishing, and they're vets, and I said, and they listened to the show quite a bit, and I said I would do a shout out and say hi to these guys, thanks to all the vets, because we support them religiously, but hopefully, Benjamin Bunnell is listening. Kyle Soon, S-U-N-N-E. I don't know how to say that. Chris Vitalis and Russ Holtz, Holetz, or H-O-L-E-T-S. Thanks for listening to the Four Outdoorsmen. And I'll tell you what, if one of you guys want to call in, it's 763-450-0100. Tell us if Mark Schutz is any kind of a good guide. We'd be glad to listen to you. Go ahead.
We don't do call-ins, Drew.
Oh, I'm doing a call-in tonight.
Okay. Oh, we're going to do a call-in. Well, real quick, speaking of Mille Lacs, I want to do my OmniaFishing.com featured lake of the week. As you guys know, last week I talked about Omnia Fishing.
New sponsor?
New sponsor. It's an online website where you can pick the lake you want to go fishing, Papaluke, the species you want to catch, the kind of technique you're going to use, and then it will suggest to you what kind of lures or jigs you should use. And I went to Mille Lacs and I said, hey, I want to go chase some walleyes. I want to use jigs as my category of bait, and my style is going to be jigging shallow. And boom, it popped up a couple jigs. And one of them I do want to try. It's called the Mission Tackle Willow Wobbler. And it's a jig with a spinner on it. So I might have to give that a little whirl this early spring on Mille Lacs for some of those walleyes that are hanging out on the reefs.
And you are the man right now. Last year, Boomer had his best year ever on Mille Lacs. It'll be better in 2019. Let me ask you another question, because we are having a brutal winter. I just came back from Mexico, of course, and the last week we were there. And we were blessed, and thanks to Mark Lukey, we'll talk more about that later on probably. But you guys got hammered here while we were in in Mexico. What's going to happen with the ice fish houses? Are they going to get them, say, okay, we have another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get them off the ice? What's going to happen?
I think this was the weekend you had to get them off in the south end of the state, right?
Let me ask Jenny there. What do you think about that? Huh? What are your thoughts?
Oh, gosh. I've heard people are charging $300 to $500 to get the plows out there and get people off the ice, so... Is it worth it?
Yeah.
It's good business.
Yeah. Well, it's somebody loses, somebody wins, and that's probably it's worth it on my guess.
Well, just think about it. When we were up there a week ago or a week and a half ago, Stru, and some of those roads were blown over with the snow drifts and all those conditions and those houses,
yeah,
it was tough to get to them. So it's going to be interesting on how these people get the houses off, because I think in the northern part of the state, they still got a week, Stru. So they're getting on it right now.
You saw on Facebook, we have a place, my wife and I, a glorious wife. Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing tonight? She listens all the time. We have a place in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, not too far from Turtle Lake, 35 miles east of Turtle Lake. And they show us somebody, like some guy taking his ice fish house off the lake with horses on sleds, whatever, pulled by horses. Get them off the ice. Good. That's ingenuity. That's pretty cool stuff.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get to break here, Stru, man, because we have an action-packed show. We still got to give a shout-out to all our sponsors. We've got a shout-out to our listeners. We've got Melissa Bachman coming on from Sportsman's Channel, and then at 6:40, Girl of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota blogger. So stay tuned next to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
The 2019 Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic will be back at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds March 8th through the 10th with deer hunting seminars, turkey calling seminars, and more. The 2019 Classic is also your chance to meet some of the biggest names in the hunting industry. Headliners include Tom Aranda, Melissa Bachman, and the mountain man Laramie Miller. Bring your friends and have your Minnesota whitetail antlers scored for free. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic March 8th through the 10th. Visit mndeerclassic.com for more.
Finally, an online tackle shop built for you, OmniaFishing.com. Boomer here, and how about this? Headed to a new lake or an old favorite? With OmniaFishing.com, you simply pick your lake, the species of fish you want to catch, and OmniaFishing.com tells you the hottest lures that are working now. And it's not just Omnia Fishing's opinion, it's the local guides and pros that help with selecting the tackle for each lake. With thousands of lakes to select in Minnesota, OmniaFishing.com has you covered.
Muskie anglers rejoice. George's Minnesota Muskie Expo is coming to the Concordia University Gangelhoff Center to promote everything and anything muskie. See seminars, retailers, resorts, factory reps, lures, rods, reels, guides, boats, and more. There's even a kids zone. George's Minnesota Muskie Expo runs March 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Concordia University Gangelhoff Center in St. Paul. Visit mnmuskieexpo.com for more information. That's mnmuskieexpo.com.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No jobs are small because we do it all.
The Bob FM Chillin' and Grillin' Giveaway is your opportunity to win a brand new Traeger grill from the Coon Rapids VFW, a no-name steaks gift pack, a Woody Pro Great Scrape, and a $100 gift card to the Corcoran Crossroads Marketplace if you want someone else to do the grilling. Just submit a picture of you chillin' and grillin' in Bob Country by March 7th. Get full rules and submit your picture online at mybobcountry.com. It's the Bob FM Chillin' and Grillin' Giveaway.
With Save On Magazine, you'll never pay full price again. Save On has incredible deals on restaurants, home improvement, automotive, and so much more. Check your mailbox the first Wednesday of each month for thousands of dollars in savings and huge monthly offers you can't pass up. And for savings on the go, try SaveOn.com. You can get the same amazing deals right from your smartphone. Before you buy, give Save On a try.
Oh, 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 Save On.
Hey, we're back in the 4 Outdoors, but a guy, I hope you guys didn't hear what I just said.
That you have a regular ball movement.
I have a regular ball movement.
That's very good.
I'm very blessed.
I'm proud of you.
I'm very blessed.
68, you can do that, man.
We have a special guest, sir.
All right, let's get serious.
Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you guys for having me.
Melissa Bachman. Well, thank you very much for being with us on the 4 Outdoorsman. Melissa Bachman, of course, is with, she's been around a long, long time. She's a very, very successful, talented young lady. She's with Winchester, Deadly Passion, and a lot of other things going on as well. And we are going to see her this Saturday, this coming Saturday. She'll be there all weekend, I think, at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. And we're going to see you there. And it's nice of you to come on tonight to tell us what's happening with Melissa Bachman. And are you excited about coming back to the Twin Cities and being at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'll be there all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Wildlife Research Center booth. So look forward to seeing everybody.
Boomer, go ahead, pal.
Yeah, Melissa Boomer here. I haven't met you yet, but I'm going to be meeting you this Friday or Saturday. So thanks again for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. I know you travel all over with your TV show on Sportsman's Channel. Is there something special when you get to do kind of an appearance back home in Minnesota?
Oh, absolutely. I really, really enjoy it. Plus, I've done it, you know, probably 2-3 years. they get to see a lot of the same people come back year after year. They bring in their deer racks. They bring in sheds. It's just fun to see everybody again, and, of course, it's awesome to be in my home state of Minnesota.
Well, let's talk about the Deer and Turkey Classic, and then I want to talk about what's happening with Melissa Bachman. And, again, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsman. What do you expect and what can we expect next Saturday at the – I still call it the Coliseum at the State Fairgrounds.
Isn't that what they call it?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I don't know what it's called, but it's not called the Coliseum anymore.
The Strew?
No, it could be.
Strew's Arena?
It could be Strew's Arena. Melissa, don't worry about Boomer. Just whenever he starts talking, just talk over him. But what can we expect from you and in the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic this coming weekend?
Well, they've got a lot of great seminars. Tom Miranda, a very good friend of mine, will be there along with Laramie Miller. So they got lots of seminars going on. I believe they're doing free scoring of sheds, and they've got tons of deer that come in every year. It's always awesome to see all the heads from around the state.
Are you doing any seminars yourself?
Yes, I will be doing a couple seminars each day. I'm going to be doing one on creating a buck paradise near your stand. And then my top 10 tips for being successful in the field are the two seminars I'll be doing.
Well, I'm going to sit into both of those. Go ahead, Boom.
Yeah, Melissa, I was creeping you a little bit on Facebook today on some of the pictures so we could use one of them to showcase on our social media tonight. And I noticed in some of your turkey hunting harvest pictures or your big buck pictures that you have a dog with you that joins you on a lot of your adventures. What is your dog's name, and will he be there at the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic as well?
Well, Porkchop is her name. She's awesome. She travels with me all over. And if you saw those pictures, there's tons of awesome ones. She's been on elk hunts, alligator hunts, deer, turkey, you name it. She's been there. But unfortunately, no, she won't be at the show more than likely this weekend.
I saw another dog with a pork-related name, right? Do you have another dog?
Yes, we did get another dog named Ribeye.
Ribeye. Not pork, beef. There you go.
Hey, Melissa, we've got in studio right now with us Jenny Anderson, the girl of 10,000 lakes, and I think you might have met. If not, she knows all about you. But Jenny, say hi to Melissa, and if you have any questions,
yes,
go ahead and roll.
Hey, Melissa, I don't think we've met, but I know Michelle Schurman. Is that how you say your last name? Yep. I've heard about you, and I'm a big fan. As a fellow woman hunter who's just getting started in hunting, I really look up to you, and I think it's really great that you're out there and doing the Instagram thing and promoting it on social media. So any tips for me as a woman who's just starting out in hunting, as far as I haven't gotten my first buck yet, I'm waiting for that moment.
Your first buck is sitting right next to you right there.
That's her husband, Melissa.
Yeah, any tips for me, because I felt pretty discouraged this year when I didn't see a buck.
Well, guess what? That happens all the time. And people see TV shows and they forget that you're seeing the highlights. It does not always work out every single time. But I guess my number one piece of advice would just be to stay out there, stay confident, be shooting all the time. So that way, when it does all work out, you're going to be all prepared and ready to go. I think that's the number one thing. And just have fun out there. That's the whole idea behind it. It's not about harvesting one every single year. It's enjoying that time. So that's probably the number one thing I could tell you.
You know, Melissa, to Jenny's question a little bit, I remember the last time we had you on the show, Boomer here again, you shared with our listeners how you got started to where you are today. Can you share that fairly quickly with our listeners on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, how you got to be the name that you are in the outdoors today?
Well, I was a big hunter since I was a little kid. All through high school, I absolutely loved hunting. And I actually went to school, got a double major in television production and Spanish, and went out looking for a job, and nobody would hire me. So I ended up working for about 4 months for free for the North American Hunting Club, and I was driving almost 150 miles a day back and forth to go work for free. And then they did finally hire me, and I was a producer and an editor for almost 4 years, and then I started my own television show, Winchester Deadly Passion, and now I'm in season 9.
I'm proud of you, young lady. You're not only on the Sportsman's channel, but you're on Pursuit and Wild TV as well. And you can follow Melissa Bachman all over the place. She's got 52,000, I think, followers on Facebook alone. And Instagram, frankly, I don't give a darn because I don't do Instagram. She was texting me back and forth. She goes,
"He's too old, don't worry."
I'm 67 years old, Melissa, and I don't do that crap. I do a Facebook because I've got to do Facebook. Hey, Melissa, I was doing some – I watch your stuff occasionally when I'm going through my stuff as well, and I saw a moose hunt that I'm not sure if it was recent or not. You were in Newfoundland in Canada, and I thought it was so exciting. Would you tell us a little bit about that story? It was one hell of a video.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun. I've been to Newfoundland 2 times for moose, and it's incredible. The other nice thing is that you can go after woodland caribou there as well. So on that trip, I was lucky enough to get a moose. I called it into 18 yards. And when you can to see a moose that close, it is really, really incredible. And then right after that, I was able to harvest a woodland caribou as well. So it's one of my favorite places to go. In Newfoundland, you'll see so many bulls, and that's what makes it so fun.
You know, I'll tell you what, and when you guys turned around you just turned around 180 degrees because they were calling in one direction, and they heard something behind them, and they turned around. I don't know how long it took for that moose to come in. It was massive, and your heart had to just stop beating when you first saw the paddles because they didn't see the moose at first. All they saw was a rack. Mm-hmm. Holy moly, it was a thrill of a lifetime. Would have been for me.
Oh, absolutely it was. And the crazy part is they're so big, yet they come in so quietly. It's just one of the most exciting things you can ever do. And like I said, you know, Newfoundland, a lot of times people think of them as not quite as big because it's an Eastern Canadian moose. But I can promise you, they are giant when they come in. I don't care how big they are. It is quite the excitement to have them come in like that.
You know, it's funny. You're telling the story right now. I'm watching Boomer shake his head like he knows where the hell Newfoundland is. He thinks it's like down by Rochester someplace. So
thought it was near Brainerd.
Brainerd, not by Brainerd. Hey, I'll tell you, one of the things that you're really excited about is hunting with your family. Would you? This is a great story as well. Share the story about Grandma.
Well, I actually was editing some things, and I was going through old footage, and I saw footage of my grandma when she was very young in her 20s with a mule deer out in Wyoming. And I called her, and I said, Grandma, I didn't know you ever hunted. She said, oh, yeah, that was a long time ago, but I haven't since. And I said, well, what would you think about coming with me on a mule deer hunt now? And she said, well, I don't know about that. If you want me to, I will. So at 79 years old, my grandma came with me to Colorado, and we did a spot and stock mule deer hunt, and she shot a monster mule deer. And it was one of the coolest things. We made a great show. And, you know, her whole message was just to remind everyone, you're never too old to get started, and, you know, anybody can do it.
Is Grandma still around?
Yes, she is.
Good for her, boy. I tell you, that's wonderful. That's what a thrill. You know, and Jenny was bringing this up as well, and you mentioned this to Jenny that, you know, whether you get something or not, and I use this term way too often, I know it, whether you get something or not, it's not just the destination, it's the journey, you know, and the entire trip with Grandma, whether she got a moose or not, would have been well worth it, would have been a memory you'll never forget.
Well, and the cool thing is for mule deer, she had said, even if she got a big one, she didn't really want a shoulder mount in her house. So I ended up getting her a European mount, and one of my good friends, Dana Waller, Skullbound TV, actually beaded the entire skull for my grandma, and it was just awesome to see. It's beautiful, and she thought it was really cool. So I got to give her that for Christmas, and she really, really enjoyed it. And it's just, you know, everybody has different things they like. I have a lot of taxidermy in my house, and my grandma, she wanted something different, so we got to set up for her.
Melissa, what tease our listeners on the Four Outdoors and on Bob Country. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to hunting superstar Melissa Bachman. And Melissa, what are some of the upcoming shows that you could tease our listeners that you're excited about coming up this year?
Well, I've got a Yukon Moose Hunt coming up in September, so that should be really incredible. I've been to the Yukon one other time, and I didn't really have any luck that time. We had some really rough weather. It was freezing cold, so I'm going to give it a try again. And moose hunting is some of my favorite, like I said, especially when you can hunt during the rut and call them in. It makes it pretty incredible.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
It does sound exciting. Hey, Melissa, now one of the things that just happened recently, correct me if I'm wrong, I think last August or September, because Jenny's going through this right now, you just gave birth to your first child, am I correct?
Yes, that is true.
And that was just before you started hunting, and she said this last season, and this child, of course, brought her a bunch of good luck. But you got to share the name with your child because I'm confused. What's the name of your – it's a son, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's his name?
Jackson Boone Bearfield.
Say it again.
Jackson Boone Bearfield.
Why? Now, tell me where Jackson Boone Bearshield came from as far as the name goes.
We just picked it that morning that he was born.
I thought Boone had something to do with Boone and Crockett.
Yeah, Boone. Because Jenny and Nick have not...
Boone and Crockett before he goes to kindergarten, maybe. We'll see.
That's awesome. Yeah, Jenny is pregnant right now. When is your baby due?
Yeah, he's due on the Minnesota Fishing Opener Day. So that's exciting. Well, we need a name,
congratulations.
Though.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Walleye?
Ooh, walleye.
Yeah.
Pike. Sauger.
So, Melissa, go ahead, Boom.
No, I was just going to say, Melissa, getting back to the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic, for folks that are just tuning in, you're going to be there on Friday, Saturday, correct? And can you share with our listeners where you're going to be again and some of the things you're going to be doing in your seminars?
Yes, I'll be there all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Wildlife Research Center booth, and I'll be doing a couple seminars a day. One of them will be on creating a buck paradise in front of your stand, and the other one will be on my 10 best tips in the field to find success.
Well, Melissa, I have a question for you. One thing that's really special to me is taking my 12-year-old daughter out with me. She's kind of a chip off the old block, and this year we were lucky enough to harvest a couple does, and this year she really wants to get a buck. So can you tease with our listeners, Soph, if you're listening in, start taking some notes. What are a couple teasers about creating a buck paradise in front of your stand?
Well, a couple things I'll be talking about are things that you can do to really draw them in regardless of how big of a property you have. One of the first steps is having a water source right in front of your stand. And then we also take and put up a rub post with a licking branch on it. And then on that licking branch, we put mock scrapes on there. Wildlife Research Center has a Magnum scrape dripper, and that just works incredible. And you put cameras on it so you can see those bucks and see them start coming during the daytime. The big thing with that dripper is it only drips during the day. So a lot of times people run into a lot of nocturnal activity with their deer, especially leading up to the rut. And that's a good way to really make those bucks curious and bring them around during the daylight hours.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's fishing season, open water fishing season is right around the corner, and Boomer's all excited about that. But what you just said got me excited about November of 2019, because I love to deer hunt more than like any other.
You want the licking branch?
I want the licking branch. Anyway, so it is fun. As a matter of fact, when we see you Friday or Saturday, we're going to come out and watch one of your seminars as well, and maybe we will have you on the air for 5 or 10 minutes as well. Mark, you want to say something?
I was just going to say, if we only got 2 minutes on a serious note, Melissa, can you share a little information on how folks can follow you on the World Wide Web and on how social media and when your show airs and on what different channels?
Yep. So it's melissabachman.com. You can go there on social media. On Instagram, it's Melissa_Bachman. And Winchester Deadly Passion on Facebook, or Melissa Bachman. And my show airs every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, or 10:30 Central Time on Sportsman's Channel year-round on Sundays.
One quick question, Melissa. We only have like a minute, 15 seconds. I saw the video also of you shooting that 12-foot crocodile, and you from about, awesome. I don't know, 40, 50 feet or something like that, and you only have like a 1 or 2 inch square to shoot that crocodile. You got to hit it in the brain, otherwise it's going to go down deep and you're never going to get it again. When you guys went to get that crocodile, I saw a guy with a fishing rod. Why does he have a fishing rod?
We put treble hooks on him to pull those alligators in because they still have muscle memory even after they've been shot. So you just get a couple extra hooks in them, and then you can reel them in better just in case your arrow or your broadhead would pull out or the line would break. You always do that as one extra piece and get a hold of them and put that big treble hook in them as well.
Cool.
Melissa, real quick, we got 30 seconds, but a crocodile is on my bucket list along with like an elk and the Gilas. But were you a little nervous when you brought that that crocodile up on how big it was, that it was completely done and there was no muscle memory?
Yeah, you always have to be very careful. I mean, these alligators, if you take the very first thing you do when you get them in the boat is you got to get that mouth tied up because they will still bite even after they've been dead. So you got to be very careful, and it is a blast. And bringing up one that size, it was truly incredible.
Melissa Bachman, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. We will see you Friday or Saturday for sure at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic, and maybe we'll have you on the air again, but I can't wait to see you again. Thanks a lot. See you in the Twin Cities, and good luck with the rest of your career.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me. Have a great night.
You bet. Talk to you later on.
Thanks.
I'll tell you what.
Bye.
Yeah. I guess we're going to take a break right now.
I guess the music cues it in. Well, stay tuned because we're going to have
Minnesota
outdoor blogger and Instagram star, the girl of the 10,000 lakes, next on The Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
The Four Outdoorsmen, just average guys that love to hunt and fish and chew the fat on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
The 2019 Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic will be back at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds March 8th through the 10th with deer hunting seminars, turkey calling seminars, and more. The 2019 Classic is also your chance to meet some of the biggest names in the hunting industry. Headliners include Tom Miranda, Melissa Bachman, and the mountain man Laramie Miller. Bring your friends and have your Minnesota whitetail antlers scored for free. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic March 8th through the 10th. Visit mndeerclassic.com for more.
Finally, an online tackle shop built for you. OmniaFishing.com. Boomer here, and how about this? Headed to a new lake or an old favorite? With OmniaFishing.com, you simply pick your lake, the species of fish you want to catch, and OmniaFishing.com tells you the hottest lures that are working now. And it's not just Omnia Fishing's opinion, it's the local guides and pros that help with selecting the tackle for each lake. With thousands of lakes to select in Minnesota, OmniaFishing.com has you covered.
Muskie anglers rejoice. George's Minnesota Muskie Expo is coming to the Concordia University Gangelhoff Center to promote everything and anything muskie. See lures, rods, reels, guides, boats, and more. And don't miss the Kids Zone featuring a trout fishing pond and the chance to make and take home their own lures too. George's Minnesota Muskie Expo runs March 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Concordia University Gangelhoff Center in St. Paul. Visit mnmuskieexpo.com for more information. That's mnmuskieexpo.com.
Happy Sunday evening to the land of frozen 10,000 lakes. Boomer here, and I know you might be feeling that you're getting snowed in, but there's still some ice fishing to be had, and the Four Outdoorsmen never go on the ice without their Vexilar and their Vexilar FLX28. When these cold fronts come in and those stubborn walleye stay on the bottom, that FLX28 splits the screen and you can zoom in on the bottom 12 feet and 6 feet. Plus, our K-Drill is under 10 pounds when it hooks up to your 18-volt brushless cordless drill. To learn more about Vexilar or K-Drill, go to Vexilar.com.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back for Outdoors when we got Nick and Jenny and Strewman here and Boomer and Mark Lukey and Papa Lukey. And we got Jenny Anderson, the girl of 10,000 Lakes. Thanks for being on the air.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Nick is your guide, you just told me, right?
He's my personal guide in life.
Yeah, we were talking about Meadow Caulfield. She's met Patrick. I'm sorry. We got to do sponsors. I apologize.
Well, we don't get to yap about hunting and fishing for the last 5 years, Stu, without some great sponsors. And I want to start off with Clam Outdoors, based right here
in
Minnesota.
You told me to do Clam, but go ahead.
I did, and I'm sorry. And Stu, you got a beautiful Ice Armor Motion float suit. You like that? Works good in the hot tub, doesn't it?
Yes.
Perfect, buddy. And Vexilar Marine Electronics. They've been the leader in ice fishing electronics since the day of ages was born. Alumacraft boats. My family's been fishing in them for the last 6 years. Can't wait to get it out. Maybe run it on the river this March for those walleyes spawning on the Minnesota River. And OmniaFishing.com, where you can select your species of fish, the lake you're fishing, your technique, your tackle, and we'll tell you what you should be using. And, Stu, we didn't forget about?
Devil's Lake. Boy, I tell you, Devil's Lake is our premier sponsor. I'll tell you what, Tanner and Susie and the gang, take care of everybody. If you ever go to, if you ever been to Devil's Lake, Jenny, Nick?
I want to go.
You got to go there, bucket list. And, you know, there's no slot limit. Five walleyes a day, 10 in possession. And there's no season. It's 12 months out of the year.
You are a pro, my friend.
I'm a pro. So Devil's Lake is the bucket list for everybody. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, we have a couple shout-outs in. Let's get this rolling so we can get to our guest. John Marshall says, getting stuff loaded and set for Big Greenback's first trip to Big Windy on Wednesday. That should be a great
Winnipeg
trip. Our friend Bill Katz says, hey, everyone, have a wonderful night. And Mike Farrell wants to let us to know about Memories Made Guide Service second annual crappie tournament that's coming up. So contact Mike Farrell if you want to get involved in that tournament.
I like what Mike and Allie do at that Memory Made Guide Service.
Yeah, they're busy folks.
They take out bass fishing for free, and they do a lot in that community. So,
all right, bring in Jenny, pal.
All right, well, let's bring in Jenny and her husband, Nick. Jenny,
yes.
The girl of 10,000 Lakes. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. Glad to be here.
And you guys just got back in from Brainerd?
Yeah, we just got back from Brainerd, stayed at Grandview Lodge, had a great time snowmobiling.
So you're roughing it.
We were roughing it. I mean, snow was great. Might as well go snowmobiling and cross-country skiing.
And okay, I got to start. I got to be real. Okay, we have to be transparent here. Jenny's a very attractive young lady.
Aww.
Nick looks okay. But and
he's a doc.
No, but
yeah,
he's a doctor, okay?
He's a doctor. No wonder he gets to wear that mask. He's lucky. He's one of those guys. But Jenny is a young lady, was born in Korea, and she lived there until she was 3 years old, came to the United States. And if you look at you, you know, people say, why would you don't look like somebody who should be involved in the outdoors? How did that all begin?
That's probably the first thing people say.
Yeah.
When I walk into a bait shop, people look at me like, what are you doing here?
From around here.
Yeah. That is exactly.
But how did you get involved in loving the outdoors?
Yeah, so I was in the news industry for a while in Western Wisconsin, and I covered a lot of outdoor news related things and kind of got introduced to it through that way. Then I met my husband, who also loved the outdoors, and he introduced me to ice fishing. That was my first taste of real outdoors.
You met him
outdoors.
At like a charity event, right?
Right, church, charity, the bar.
So she decided, okay, she loves the outdoors. She'd like to make a career in the outdoors. And she said, since I'm not going to make any money, I may as well marry a doctor. And Nick is a doctor, but go ahead.
Yes, yes. So, got to love ice fishing. Found out I'm pretty good at it.
And good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it on Instagram.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun. And then one day, when we moved back to Minnesota, I was looking for a TV-related job. Couldn't find it because the market's so competitive. And needed a creative outlet of something that where I could kind of just continue telling stories and do more outdoor related things. So the blog was born, Girl of 10,000 Lakes.
So we were talking before the show aired, and share the story about how you actually started the blog, right? Because Nick was right at your hand right there, right?
Oh, yeah. So Nick was actually on a boys trip in Moab. So I was getting restless and I needed something to do with my time. So I thought, why not start a blog? So the name Girl of 10,000 Lakes came about because I wanted to do something where it's women in the outdoor industry getting a notable name in some way. So the girl got in there. And then 10,000 Lakes, obviously, this beautiful land of 10,000 lakes.
What state is that?
You can guess. This is an awesome state. Minnesota is just home to so many wonderful outdoor resources, and literally content is king in Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you been involved at all with Women Anglers of Minnesota?
Yes, I am a member.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
I just joined.
It's so cool, and we follow that religiously, and I think that is the greatest organization in the state of Minnesota. They've grown so much, and helping ladies get involved in the outdoors and fishing. That's really cool. So,
so
good
many,
for you.
Yep, great classes. And if you don't know fishing, women, get started there.
So you started your blogs, and content is king, right? So did you and Nick then, how long ago did you start Girl of 10,000 Lakes?
It was about a year and a half ago. So not that long, and it's since, I would say it's grown substantially. So I guess if you go by followers, you know, I started at nothing.
Yep.
And now getting to work with different brands and getting people to want to work with me has been amazing.
So you started off, and now you think, I think you're close to like 9,000 followers on Instagram. Is that?
Close to 8,000. Yep.
Okay, we'll say 9,000. Okay. We're on radio, right? And
Can you give us a few of those? We need some more.
Yeah, we do.
And you and Nick travel across the entire state. I mean, I've seen it. You guys were in Taylor's Falls. You were down in Rochester, I believe. Roughing it at Grandview Lodge in Brainerd.
Right.
Lake of the Woods. How far, I mean, how do you create where you're going? Do you work with sponsors, or do you work with, you know, tourism folks that kind of bring you in? How does that work?
I mean, a lot of it is places that we want to go personally. So we go out of our way to go to these places on our own time. But along the way, sponsors have contacted us and said, hey, there's a great state park here that we want you to promote. You know, Explore Minnesota is a wonderful tourism company, or tourism agency rather, that we worked with. And then I got to go to the pheasant opener this year, Laverne, Minnesota, little town that would never discovered had the pheasant opener not been there. So I've gone to probably every, like, each corner of the state so far.
Now, you recently, maybe it was your first time, I think in 2018 was your first time ever going to the Boundary Waters. Is that right? Was that your first time?
Actually, no. I went once in youth group when I was like 12 years old, but it, no portages, just easy camping. But yeah, a couple of years ago, we did our first like really big Boundary Waters trip together.
You know, the Boundary Waters, if anyone who's listening right now has never spent time in the Boundary Waters, you have to. There's some work involved, but it's prestigious, and it's wonderful. You catch some fish. It's beautiful. It's a lot of work. But I have to ask you this. Why'd you bring a dog into the Boundary Waters?
She is a little adventure pup. She's a Yorkie, so people are always so surprised.
Really?
Does she pheasant hunt?
Yeah, she's a great pheasant hunter.
Pointer.
Yeah.
What a dog. What a dog into the Boundary Waters.
Yeah. No, no.
Stay where the bears. That's
why. Yeah, probably.
She's a great little travel companion, easy to travel with, and portages like the best dog you've ever known. Put a little knapsack on her, and she'll carry a little
pack mule.
Yeah. Carried all your food.
So one of our friends of the show is Benny Spies, and it's called Get It Outdoors, or Get It with Benny Spies.
Gun It with Benny Spies.
Yeah. He's won all the awards on Sportsman's Channel.
Yeah.
And he's kind of known for his RV called the Toaster, which is like a 1970s Winnebago or whatnot.
Right.
I could see with the ice house that you guys built, you guys could name that, and that could be kind of one of your iconic brands to sell t-shirts on. Ooh. I want to hear the story and describe to our listeners this ice house that you guys put together.
Do you want to take it away?
Go ahead, Nick.
Come on, Nick. He's quiet.
Statue, but okay. So yeah, we were up by Buffalo, and we found this Craigslist offering for a 1967 camper, which had this conversion kit, so it cranked down onto the ice too. So it doubled as our ice house. It was definitely a fixer-upper.
It was a fixer-upper, and literally when we took apart the walls, ants came pouring out of there. I thought the walls were moving, but they were ants.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish that.
Yeah, so it was a long 3 months of trying to get it to winter-ready shape, and by that ice fishing season, we were out on Mille Lacs.
You know, I'll tell you what, she's talking
about. Did you see it yet, Stuart?
I did not see that, but I did see something else where I was following. I looked up the website, the Girl of 10,000 Lakes website and all that, and all those 28 gorgeous, they call them cabins where you checked out, but beautiful, beautiful homes all over the state of Minnesota and Wisconsin. But you had your first opportunity to go to Eel Pout on Leech Lake this year.
Yeah.
And we've never done that. We want to do a broadcast from up there, and it's got to be an absolute riot. And you're talking about your fish house?
Yeah, it's
there was like an ice castle. It was an old rotten trailer, and they wrote ice castle on it. Yeah, okay, that's hot.
So, Nick, did you, because my lovely wife actually loves this thing. It was like, Boomer, we need to get one of these. So thank you very much,
Nick. I thought
I was
telling a story.
Well, I just want to talk about her version of the toaster here,
right? Okay, okay.
So, Nick, did you choose the color palette of that baby blue and the pink line, or how did that come about?
All I can say is I chose the blue.
All right, go ahead, Stuart.
No, Joe. I tell you what, we saw that it was old. You took a lot of photographs. Wonderful.
Yep.
An old rusted trailer, and someone painted on the outside "Ice Castle," which was funny. But how was your first experience at Eel Pout?
It's quite the experience. So we went last year for the first time. Okay. I kissed an eel pout.
I saw that.
I didn't like it.
Nick, did you get a little jealous of the eel pout?
Yeah.
Well, as the goo like connected their two lips together, I don't know. Pass on it. Yeah,
it was quite the experience.
Listerine.
We actually fished. We were joking that when people pour their ice fish or fish house out of there are no holes actually drilled.
Yeah.
But we did actually try. We didn't get anything, but there were some large eel pouts there. Yes, couple bites.
So of all your adventures, tell us a funny story. If you're tuning in to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, we have Girl of 10,000 Lakes. She's a Minnesota blogger. She tours kind of the north, south, east, west parts of Minnesota, and then she talks about it on her website and on her Instagram and Facebook. Tell us a funny story that wasn't on camera or wasn't in a blog that took place on one of your adventures.
Gosh, I feel like everything is captured on camera. But there's one that we haven't really shared too much about. We were up fishing in along the North Shore. What's that lake that's kind of hidden where we found a hidden canoe, a secret canoe?
Well, it's a secret lake, so.
Lake X, we have a lot of those.
Ooh, yes. So we wanted to fish here, and the only way to actually get on the lake is to have a canoe, but we didn't realize, you know, it's hard to get to the spot where we wanted to fish. Well, we look in the bushes, and there's a canoe-looking thing, and sure enough, it's a hidden canoe on the secret lake along the shore. So we grab it. We whittle together a stick and some camping plates, and we canoe to the middle of the lake, and we had the best time walleye fishing.
And you broke the law, but you didn't get caught.
I don't remember if
was
it was
the
registered.
Registration on that boat up today?
No comment.
Did you catch any walleyes?
Some. How many? Oh,
monsters. A couple big ones.
Monsters, yes, huge. We caught probably 6 or 7 walleyes there. Yep.
And 25 inches plus, you're talking about? There were some big ones?
There was at least one that big.
Oh, yeah. What a thrill. Isn't that fun going? I'd rather go there. We have a place in Ely, Minnesota. Mark's been up there, and behind us is a little lake called Bass Lake. There's 1,000 bass lakes in the state of Minnesota. The only way to get there is walk about a quarter mile through the woods, and we dragged a boat back there 30 years ago, and nobody goes back there. And sometimes you catch something, sometimes you don't. But when you get on that water, you think, this has got to be it because no one's been here. You get so excited about areas like that. That's what's fun.
So, Girl of the 10,000 Lakes, we already popped the secret out there about Nick being a doctor. And are you wanting to do this full time? Is this full time for you now? Or what does Girl of the 10,000 Lakes do besides this?
Good question.
Yes, ideally I would like to do this full time. That's everyone's dream, right? To do the thing they love full time. So right now I do videography full time, video production, which is great because it kind of intersects together. But hopefully I'm currently pregnant. Our baby is born.
After Steven is born.
Right.
After Stru Jr. is born.
Yeah. I hope to take this full time at some point after the baby.
I'm gonna go off the fishing and hunting scheme right now, but I'm going to tell you this, that you should be and could easily be a model for any outdoor industry because you pose well, you photograph well, and I'm telling you, and you know as well as I do, and so do you.
She's married.
No, I don't give a rat's butt. But you, I don't care about that.
This is the part where we're all uncomfortable.
The stuff that you
it's
post.
Getting uncomfortable. Husband's here, Stru.
You could be sponsored by a lot of people.
Yes.
What else you guys want to talk about?
Well, you know what? And to his beautiful wife, Diana.
I love you, honey.
Tuning in. Hey, on a serious note here, you know, we got about a minute or two left. Why don't you guys share with how folks can follow you and see you on the World Wide Web and social media and all that good stuff.
Right. Instagram, Girl of 10,000 Lakes. Facebook, same thing. Girl of 10,000 Lakes.com for the blog. But, you know, we got into this because I love the outdoors and I want to be able to share that outdoor experience with people out there. That it's accessible and totally doable. I'm not someone who grew up with the outdoors, and for me to be able to do all these adventures so later on in my life, I think other people can do it too. So come check it out, feel inspired, and follow along.
you know, there's so many ladies like that now that are in this industry who are doing the same thing that you'd love to do. Metal Cow Faldo is a wonderful lady. We've talked to her, the Extreme Huntress competitor. Shelly Holland, Michelle Carstensen is with
wife,
DNR.
Nicole's out there.
Out there.
Yep.
You know, and you got to keep on going. Yeah. Just like some of the on the show that we have before this show is called The Homegrown Show. And all these local entertainers are wonderful singers and musicians, and they all have full-time jobs. They got to keep on going, but they want to do what they love. Keep on doing it. Good
Thank
for you.
You.
Well,
Thank
I tell you. You what a great show we had on the Four Outdoorsmen tonight. We talked to Melissa Bachman, who's the superstar TV star when it comes to hunting. She'll be at the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic. We'll be there at the Outdoor News booth on Saturday from 9 to 1, and then we just talked to Minnesota Outdoors blogger Jenny and Nick, a girl of 10,000 lakes, Drew.
It's a lot of fun, man. Hey, we're blessed. Take care, everybody. Have a safe week. Dig out that snow. We'll talk to you later. In the meantime, Boomer's got something to say.
Get outdoors.
Bob Outdoors continues with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bear Facts and Fishtails next.